AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Two GOP presidential candidates will not be on the main stage at next week's debate. According to AP correspondent Jackie Quinn,
the Fox Business Network has dealt a blow to the campaigns of Governor Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee by bumping them to the earlier debate, the so-called kiddie table, as they struggle to gain momentum in the early primary states. And because their support level is based at less than 1%, Senator Lindsey Graham and George Pataki will not appear in either debate.
Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson is standing by his belief that Egypt's great pyramids were built by the biblical figure Joseph to store grain.
It's a plausible explanation. It's a personal belief because I happen to believe a lot of things that you might not believe because I believe in the Bible.
Carson's assertion is being dismissed by experts like Ken Ham, CEO of Answers in Genesis, who say it's accepted science that the pyramids were tombs for the pharaohs.
It's very obvious when you look at the structure of the pyramids that that's what they are, they're tombs.
Video shows Carson explaining his theory 17 years ago at a college affiliated with his church. Ben Carson and Donald Trump now have Secret Service protection. The White House is ruling out a Mideast peace deal.
U.S. officials say President Barack Obama has made a realistic assessment that there will be no peace deal between the Israelis and Palestinians before he leaves office, barring a major shift. The officials announced the blunt assessment while speaking to reporters ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to the White House on Monday. The Obama-Netanyahu meeting will be their first face-to-face talks since the U.S. and its international partners reached a nuclear deal with Iran. Netanyahu lobbied Republican lawmakers to oppose the deal and its implementation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A male student went on a stabbing spree after being kicked out of a study group at University of California, Merced. This is AP Radio News. The administrator of the village of Fox Lake, Illinois, says she's not surprised at allegations against Police Lieutenant Joseph Glinowitz, who was stealing thousands of dollars from a youth program he headed. Ann Marin says she suspected something wasn't right with Glinowitz and the police explorer post that he ran.
There were a lot of red flags when I couldn't get answers to who's in the explorer program. Do we have a roster? Do we have parent consent forms? Where are you going today? Why do you need to use the village van?
Lake County Sheriff's Detective Chris Covelli says recovered text messages suggest Lieutenant Glinowitz was trying to kill Marin.
He was attempting to contact a high-ranking motorcycle gang member through a third party, and the underlying tone and through interviews of this third party potentially to set up a hit.
Glinowitz killed himself in a carefully staged suicide. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.